Yeah.
And they dried up that marsh. And they planted gardens in there. And oh, it was terrifically productive, you know. The soil was real fertile. They grew vegetables and things that, you know, just were fast, just above expectations in the richest kind of soil, you know. Melons and greens and things like that. But it was too expensive a proposition for just farming and truck garden to keep the marsh pump dry, you know. Nobody, if the state wouldn't keep it pumped dry, then an individual, he wasn't getting enough money out of the produce to keep it pumped dry. So that's how it's been. Pumping station lay dormant here for about 20 years, yeah, until I guess longer than that, 25 years before Eden Isles reactivated it, you know. And they keep it pumped down now, but they're developing Eden Isles in a different method than what they originally planned to develop it. They're dredging these canals real deep and throwing up fill, and they're going to have natural drainage, you see, to eliminate the expense of pumping.
Well, that place is just like a bedroom to New Orleans. I mean, what is it, 15 miles from New Orleans?
Well, it's about 8 miles. I guess from the city limit line of New Orleans, it's no more than about 15 miles, yeah. But to downtown New Orleans, about 25 miles.
It's a big city, man.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, I'm going to have to leave you to go get my lunch.
Your brother is short.
Short and stout. He's about 5'8" or 9", and since he's been 16 years old, he's weighed 240 pounds and back, you know. He's just been, he wasn't really fat, because he played high school football. He's a pretty good athlete.
Just stout.
And when World War II broke out, and they were conscripting boys, you know, he tried to join now. The Navy, he wouldn't get in the Navy. He wouldn't take the troops too stout, overweight for his height, you know. Then he tried the Coast Guard, he couldn't get in there. The reason he wanted some maritime stuff, because he had worked during the summers with the towing companies around here on towboats, and he had some experience in that. He liked the water. But after the Coast Guard, the Navy, and the Air Corps turned him down, he said, well, I'm not going to go in the, let the Army get me. So he had had enough towboat experience to get some endorsements and get his AB papers, and he went to sea when he was 19 years old. He was a junior in engineering halfway through his, he was at the end of his junior year. He'd been a senior the following year. And he went to sea with MSTS, this Military Service Transport Service, where he was on a salvage vessel down in the South Pacific. They would go after an encounter and a raid on an island. They would pick up the stuff that was worth bringing back to Hawaii or some American-owned island, and he'd pick up what was salvageable and then bring new stuff to the front. So he had some exciting experiences down there for 3 or 4 years. For 3 years he stayed down there.
Yeah.
And when he came back,